President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, volunteering to meet with the committee investigating Russia's interference in the election. ABC senior justice correspondent Pierre Thomas outside FBI headquarters.
The Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee appearing to back down from his claim that started a political firestorm.
Can you clarify whether Trump and his associates were monitored or just mentioned in these intelligence reports?
We won't know that until we actually receive all of the documentation.
Chairman Devin Nunes had gone to the White House Wednesday to brief President Trump before talking to his own committee.
And the president needs to know that these intelligence reports are out there, and I have a duty to tell him that.
The investigation started after the president's infamous assertion that Obama tapped his phones during the election. Nunes saying there's no merit to that claim.
There was no wiretapping of Trump Tower. That didn't happen.
Tonight, Democrats are fuming.
That effort to defend the indefensible has led us down this terrible rabbit hole.
Committee members further enraged that Nunes is postponing a Tuesday hearing with three former top intelligence officials.
He, it seems, continues to be more loyal to the president than our duty to have a search for the truth that is independent and collaborative.
And now former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has volunteered to testify. Sources tell ABC News former Trump associate Roger Stone may appear as well.
And Pierre joins us live now from FBI headquarters. Pierre, Director Comey went to the White House to meet with President Trump today. Do we know anything about that meeting?
Comey was at the White House for a scheduled meeting of national security officials, but we're told he did not meet with the president, Tom.
Pierre Thomas for us. Pierre, thanks so much.